At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Good morning, everybody. What's going on?
Good morning. You know what? I did something special for the third day, the third and final day of the Dan Patrick Hattrick.
What'd you do?
I saved my first sip for the Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Hey, cheers.
Thanks for the coffee, man. Coffee cheers. Thank you, Rich.
Hey, welcome to Covino and Rich, in for the great Dan Patrick.
Oh, yeah. It feels so good.
Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
That first sip.
Well, you know what you want to sip on? You know what to sip on tonight? Keeper's Heart is a new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating the smooth character.
I love that.
Of Irish whiskey.
Wait, are you talking about me? Oh, you're talking about the whiskey.
And the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Drink responsibly. Welcome to a Way Back Wednesday show. We got Joel running the boards.
Yeah, Joel.
Danny G in the house. What's up, Danny G? Getting things ready.
Danny G, brand new dad. He's a brand new dad. Somehow I look and feel more tired than he is. He's a brand new dad going through it. Baby Koa Bryant in the building. What's up, Danny G? And, of course, you, Fox Sports Radio Nation. By the way, Spot is here as well. He's on the videos if you want to play along at home. At Covino and Rich, and stick around, because later in this show, Spot does something called Midweek Major, because guess what? It's midweek already.
I know.
And is the story mid? Is the story week or major? All your favorite stories in the world of sports and pop culture, but a pleasure to be here. Always fun hanging out with you guys. We're Covino and Rich again, usually on 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 on the West, but when they say, hey, you want to fill in for Dan Patrick, we say, absolutely.
You pull a Rocky
Balboa. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, had a nice night. Hope you guys had a nice Tuesday night. Our week's a little different when we're filling in for DP, right? The day starts earlier, so I try to pace myself out.
I have no ability to go to sleep early, by the way.
Oh,
I've had like 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night. I'm trying to watch Hard Knocks. I'm watching Only Murders in the Building.
You know what you should do? You should try The Bachelorette. That'll put you to sleep.
Boring as hell.
Oh, it's the worst.
You know what else I watched last night? Battle of the Shock Jocks on Vice.
Dude.
All about Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony back in the day.
That was great. It's called The Dark Side of the 2000s, a new docuseries on Vice. And if you're anything like Covino and Rich, we'll watch any documentary for the most part. And when it has to do with people we worked with in the past, and Howard Stern and Shock Jocks, sign me up. That was great.
It was interesting. You know what I find?
Just to show you how the times have changed so much.
What I find most interesting is even when we have to wake up at this hour, I mean, it's not that early. We're on at 6 a.m. local here on the West Coast. But I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, midnight, 1 o'clock. I'm like, I can't fall asleep. Just keep watching things. And if you have a spouse or a significant other that could just fall asleep like that, It's like the most infuriating thing. Like, how are you so comfortably asleep and I can't fall asleep?
Maybe it's a skill that women have where they just turn over and they're like, nighty night. And that's it.
Freaking out. I can't do this
that way. I can't do
it.
I'm tossing and turning. I need the pillow between my knees.
I'm like, look at
her. I'm like, it's hot in here. Yeah, it was a nightmare falling asleep.
You know what skill Rich does have, though?
What?
On the DP podcast I was putting together after the show, all of us on the show progressively sound more awake as the 3 hours go. Rich sounds the same the whole time.
Dude, nail on the head. This guy, you know why? He has a different energy, right? Where he springs out of bed and flies into his socks like a cartoon. Yip, yip, yippity.
Either that or,
shine.
I'm a professional. I realize you got to step it up. I don't look
it's
at
not
it
about
as a
stepping up. Slow down there, professional.
It's not about stepping up.
This guy wants
to show up in the fourth quarter. I'm there from the freaking tip-off.
You're either a morning guy.
Kickoff.
Yeah, but dude, that's like intrusive. It's like, slow down, back off. People are like in their car with crust in their eyes, and you're like super amped up. So I see it the other way. It's nothing about being a professional. It's about some people are morning people. And some people, hey, it takes a little while longer to get the engine revved.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe that.
Well,
some people are morning people.
In Sasquatch, I don't care what you believe in. It's the truth. It's the truth.
So anyway, I do believe in Sasquatch.
If
they're just very fast, we can't get a picture of them.
You know what? Bigfoot's just blurry. I go with the Mitch Hedberg theory of he's just blurry. That's why he looks like that.
No, but you know what? It's like. It's like you say, "Oh, you're a morning guy." No one's like, oh,
bro,
wow.
You're denying that you have, like, absurd energy levels, dude.
Yeah, but no one's stoked. If you work, and listen, people that work early in factories and on the road are rolling their eyes right now. But when anyone's alarm goes off early for a flight or work, no one's like, oh, awesome, let me spring out of bed. It's just some people have an ability to be like, all right, I guess I'll just roll with it. Where,
no,
to be honest, you're like a little bit.
You're like Chipper Jones. You're like super chipper just to be alive and awake and skip into your loo to work and high-fiving your colleagues. Guys like Danny G, me and Spot, you're a little lethargic. And like, yeah. And then what happens is the caffeine hits, I guess, or, you know, there's a certain time in the day where all of a sudden you have this little boost and you get into your zone. And then about an hour later, you're tired again. So I have like one good hour
lazy
a day.
Ass.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So yesterday, I watched Vice, Dark Side of the 2000s, Shock Jocks. And man, it's kind of wild to see from our perspective working in radio all these years. Definitely worth the watch. And after that, Rich, and by the way, there's a part two. I don't know if you saw part two
yet. I saw both.
You did?
That's part of why I was between that and Hard Knocks. You know, there was no sleepy time.
Well, I was going to say, after that, Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks was great.
So sleepy that I pulled a move this morning before we get to Hard Knocks. And don't worry, we're going to talk a lot of NFL. We're going to talk Michael Orr. This is such a problematic story.
There's an update.
Tuies and Michael Orr and Blindside.
The Tuies, the Fooies, bro.
No, dude, you're giving them a bad reputation for no reason. We're going to get
not
to that.
I'm suing them.
And poor Ja'Marr Chase. We're going to talk about what happens when you sleep with the wrong woman. And fantasy football punishments? My wife thinks this is the weirdest thing dudes do. So we're going to get to a lot today. Fantasy football, we'll talk sleeping with the wrong people, Michael Orr.
I'll tell you what, I got the coldest take when it comes to fantasy football.
But,
so stick around for that.
Before we get to Hard Knocks, I know we're going to kick things off with Aaron Rodgers in a second. I pulled a move this morning where, you know when someone could be a real pain in the ass to you, but they let it slide? And you almost want to be like, thank you. I know you could have been a pain in the ass, but you were kind to me.
Yeah, like those rare moments where someone on customer service actually gives you.
Well, there should be a fee.
Service.
You know, there should be a change fee, but I got you.
Like,
thank you.
You know what? You just made my day. Thank you for doing your job and making my life just a little easier.
Hey, how was the food? It was good. I mean, I didn't love the, you know, whatever appetizer. I'll knock it off the bill. Don't worry. You don't have to. No, our pleasure.
When you see those rare moments nowadays where you receive like basic human decency, yeah, that's a rarity.
Yo,
so.
Isn't that a weird thing, Joel? Isn't
hey,
that
thanks
odd?
For being nice. I appreciate that.
That when you get good customer service or someone's kind in a store or restaurant, it's more shocking than like standard.
It is shocking.
It shouldn't be.
But that's how low our expectations have gotten.
When you go to a
society.
Store, when someone greets me now, I'm like, oh, wow, they said hi.
Thank you so much.
They should always say
the hi. Especially the hi.
Oh, so I go to Starbucks this morning to get coffee for you guys and myself. And I'm like, where is...
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
I do appreciate it.
I really do.
So I get there and I'm like, no one's here. It's like 5:15. Where's my mobile order? And I realize I mobile ordered to the Starbucks near my house. And the guy's like, yeah, just let me see the order. Don't worry. Like, in my mind, I'm like, he could have said,
could have hassled
tough
you.
Look, pal.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to have to wait.
You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to order
the
twice.
The line's over there, sir.
And he was, I was like, thank you for just being a decent human.
Yeah. We should have higher expectations, Rich.
That's lesson one today on Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
But that coffee does hit.
But
you know,
human decency. Just roll with that today. That's the theme.
Human decency. Be a good person. Just be a nice guy or woman.
That's the theme that will run through today's show, whether it has to do with the Tuis and Michael Orr, Jamar Chase's situation, anything we're talking about today. Fantasy football punishments.
It's not that
just
hard.
Just be a decent, good person and life will just be a little simpler.
It's not that hard. I feel like my natural makeup, right? Like the person that I really am is a nice guy. It's other people that ruin my day.
When you start talking about it, if you said my natural accent, he went there.
What do you mean?
You were talking like, oh yeah, you know, my normal. And then you said my natural accent.
He went to remind
us that he's going in on his own character. I think that's what it is.
I just think that it's other people usually that step on your toes and squeeze your shoes and ruin your day.
Like you were telling, like,
tell me, you have to not let other people bring you down if you're naturally a nice guy.
Yeah,
a nice person.
If your default is, yeah, I'm just going to be a friendly dude, it's usually other people that get you off that track.
Right.
Like you were telling me yesterday.
I'm not an angry guy, but I'm a banana peel away from being an angry guy.
Exactly. He's got a trigger.
Yeah. So, hey, if no one bothers me, dude, I'm the nicest guy you'll ever meet. The minute someone bothers me or hassles me about the coffee, Rich, now the whole tone is set in the wrong way. Like Spot, he bothers me sometimes. And then he ruins my whole day.
Hey. Right back at you.
Okay, there you go.
He just angrily pulled your coffee away from you because it's in the video
it's
shot.
It's his like subtle, condescending like, mannerisms that bothered me. His huffs and puffs.
You just huffed and puffed and pulled his
and
coffee
like it's
away
not
from
distracting
him.
To the guy on national radio.
At all.
Yeah. Huffs and puffs.
See, he was in a great mood and look what you did.
Now
I
you're
didn't
getting
huff
me mad.
And puff at all.
But either way,
it bothered me.
I looked at the screen.
I think we established.
I looked at the coffee. I reached for it and moved it over.
Well, anyway, today's theory.
You stepped on the shoes.
Today's theory is.
Maybe you create situations in your mind. Maybe that's your problem.
I mean, you know, if you don't realize what you just did, then you are on drogas. Well, anyway, we're going to get to Aaron Rodgers in a second. It's all about human decency.
Home.
You know Danny, what?
I don't think. On you.
Go ahead. Have at it. just being a chill guy like you are. It usually is triggered by someone just annoying you. You were telling me yesterday you were having a great night, and out of nowhere you get a call from your HOA being like, hey, everyone here just owes a ton of money for a roof repair.
Yeah.
You were happy until then.
I'm pulling a Billy Joel, moving out. I'm so fed up with that stuff. Yeah, it's always other things that ruin the day. The trick is have a good one. Don't let anyone bother you. Enjoy your Wednesday. We're halfway there. We're living on a prayer. Let's go.
All right. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. First observation.
Man.
Can I tell you the first, like, it's a weak observation because it doesn't really matter. My first observation, and again, I'm seeing through my girlfriend's eyes too because she's watching with me. She's like, Aaron Rodgers was always on Green Bay, right? And I'm like, yeah. He's on the Jets now, obviously. We're watching. She goes, how old is he? Oh, he's like 38. She's like, he looks like really old compared to everybody else. He looks like one of the coaches. And honestly, you can't help but notice that. However, on the positive, I'm just telling you that's the first thing you notice because these players are so young. So forget about Aaron Rodgers. It makes you realize how young everybody else is, right?
They really are. They're so young. These dudes are so young. And we criticize them all the time. They're still figuring out who they are.
Yeah, I mean,
they're still figuring out, like, what's the best hairstyle? What's the best look?
Some people do really dumb, inexcusable things. But you got to remember sometimes, when you see guys partying or, you know, oh, they were seen here doing this or doing something stupid, we do forget sometimes they're like a year removed from college, and the things that you did when you were in your early 20s, imagine if the microscope was on you.
Oh, exactly.
How many nights you stumbled home drunk, or how many nights you know.
So it's less
did
about
something foolish.
Aaron Rodgers, because honestly, he's younger than us. He's in his 30s. So it's less about him. It's more about how young the other guys are, how old he looks in comparison. But it's also a reminder to you, if you're sort of in the middle like us, how the younger guys really must perceive you. Because let's say you're in your 40s. There's a part of you that still thinks when you're hanging out with 20-something-year-olds that you could still hang. And maybe you can a little bit, but they still look at you like you've got a lot of experience and you're the older guy.
Dude, when you are Aaron Rodgers' age or in your 40s.
It's like that Nate Bargatze bit where he's like, you know, when you're 40-something years old, you do think you're 20. There's a part of you that thinks you're 20.
When you're 40-ish, you talk to 20-somethings like, yeah, we're the same guy, right? You remember when you were 20. The guy at work that was 40-ish?
You thought he was like 70.
I remember. I'm going to take it back. I was working at iHeart in New York at the time.
You were asking that guy when he's going to retire. Hey, dude, when are you retiring?
Danny G. You remember when you were in your 20s, when you first got into the radio world? The guy that was 40-ish, that was maybe the program director, or the afternoon guy, or the morning radio
probably
guy.
Probably younger than you are right now.
But he seemed so old.
So old.
Yeah.
He was talking about things that weren't even in your life yet.
I remember ex-wives and kids.
And
I remember hearing
mortgages.
Guys talking about mortgages and ex-wives and drama. And I also remember when American Idol started. You remember the judges from season one on a Way Back Wednesday?
Taylor Hicks, I'm throwing this coffee at you.
No, I'm not bringing up.
Not just the judges. How about the hosts? Because there was more than Seacrest. It was another radio guy.
Oh, Dunkelman.
Yeah.
Now, when you remember the judges, they were Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, and Paula Abdul. And I remember one of the guys I worked with, one of my mentors, was like, Dickie, I remember when I played her song Straight Up when it was new on the radio. And in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, how old are you? You know?
You must be 95.
And I'm thinking, like, Spot, what was that, 1988, 87, like Straight Up by Paula Abdul?
Straight Up, now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh.
And I'm thinking, wait, that was, Idol started in 02, so that was only 10 plus years earlier.
So you were working with the guy that broke her record, and you viewed him as, like, ancient.
88.
Kind of how these young guys must feel about Aaron Rodgers.
No, but I'm saying,
I'm just trying to put that all in perspective, but it also goes to show you the sense of wisdom he brings to that team. It's noticeable, dude. It's like, I mean, we've seen it before. He's not the first guy to do it. I mean, Brady did it recently.
To your point, on the sidelines during the two preseason games they've had so far, he's almost like an assistant coach.
Exactly.
With that headset on.
Danny G, it's like having a coach. Like, he's a leader naturally, but it's like having a coach out there on the field with these dudes.
Yeah.
And the way they treat him, and the way personnel treats him, the way he knows everybody, the refs, the way he knows everybody in the league.
Well, because
there's no better representation. Yeah. It really goes to show you how much he means to these young players and to the organization.
He was the last one off the Panthers field, and the team rep that was taking him off was like, geez, you know too many people. And he's like, I'm old. I've been playing a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's you get to a certain point, and what do they always say? You physically got the skills, but when you're young, you're not there mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times by the time you get your mentals right, that's when the physical deteriorates. So when you're the anomaly, like a LeBron or a Michael Jordan back in the day, or an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady, and like, oh, wow, I still can physically do it, and I have all the smarts, you're at a different level, and you are a commander on the field. Like what Peyton Manning, the guy was like a coach on the field when in his final seasons.
And all these young dudes just...
Do you remember the one ref? Do you ever see that clip where the ref believes Michael Jordan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the same relationship that
he's like,
Aaron
yo, ref,
Rodgers
he fouled him. And he goes, Mike, I didn't see it. Mike's like, trust me. He's like, all right, foul.
Like, you know,
of course.
It's you know, the veterans, that's a crazy example, but veterans get that respect. And you see it with Aaron Rodgers. And it's not only that he looks older, there is the realization that, oh, crap, he's been doing it for a while. And he's not that old. He's 38, but it feels like he is, he's almost double the age of some of these guys. Liev Schreiber is narrating. It's like, he knows everybody in the league. Something along these lines. I'm ad-libbing, obviously. It's almost like as if he knows every blade of grass. He says that. And did you know, I've never picked up on this, because then they show this weird habit, this weird intricacy that Aaron Rodgers has, where every spare moment he has, you know, like when Nate would pan into a dugout and you'd see Ichiro stretching, like the dude was always stretching. One of my heroes, Paul O'Neill of the Yankees, was always taking swings in the outfield. Like, people always have their weird things. Nomar Garciaparra with his batting gloves.
Always adjusting something.
Right? Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Covino, always, if you don't know this. Danny, now I'm going to break the glass.
Oh.
Always takes the shoulders of his shirt and does this little, like a... What would
officially
you even say that?
Officially pimping myself?
Like pimping himself. Like he's Exhibit from the 2000s.
I'm adjusting my shirt.
But he does it nonstop. That's your Ichiro stretch.
Yeah, because if your shirt's not sitting right, you got
my shirt.
You got man boobs.
So what is Aaron Rodgers' little tick?
It's like as if he knows every blade of grass. And it's for real. He goes down and he picks up grass. Like every play almost... Rubs his hands in it, throws it up in the air.
He pulls grass out. It's almost like...
He's ruining the field the
whole
day.
I was going to say, he's like, it's almost like a golf course where there's all these divots.
I want to say the groundskeepers. What do you call them? The groundskeepers, the field guy.
Hey, groundskeeper Willie.
They must hate this dude because they already got a lot of work in front of them, but he's making it worse. What he's doing is he's getting extra grip. You know, when his hands would be cold in Green Bay, he would rub the dirt and the grass into his hands. But he's also seeing the wind, and he's breaking down his trajectory.
That extra
so
precision.
Accurate to be so precise, he always wants to know where the wind is blowing. And again, all these little things these rookie guys are picking up on, the way he moves, the way he carries himself. So a true leader, you see every side of it on Hard Knocks on HBO.
That, by the way, they hit, I was going to say a home run. How about a touchdown?
Yeah.
Picking the Jets and following this Aaron Rodgers story was a big win for HBO and the NFL because it is one of the great storylines. And there's another observation we all made about Aaron Rodgers, and it has to do with one particular young player that seemed to admire the legend.
Yes.
Aaron. We'll get to that coming up. Plus, like I said, Ja'Marr Chase will remind us all, be careful who you sleep with. And the Michael Orr Tui story.
You say there's an update?
Yo, it's getting out of control, and I have the answer to how this all should have gone down.
All right.
It's all coming up. CNR in for Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, when was the last time he took a good look at those tires, man?
You mean a really close inspection. You know, Rich does that every time he takes a road trip, which is responsible.
Yep.
You got a family. You want to be safe. Worn out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, and other drivers. So take a longer look. Grab a quarter. Stick it in the tread. If you can see the top of Washington's head, George Washington, not Ron Washington, it's time to replace. Head over to TireRack.com.
Use the Tire Decision Guide. You get that personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. You get free road hazard protection for 2 years.
And the mobile tire installation is available in many areas. That's when they bring the tires to you at home or work, install them on site. You look like the cool guy at the office, and it's ultra convenient.
Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see the Vredestein test results and special offers. Again, TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Old school big pun. What's up, Joel? Joel on the ones and twos.
Speaking of being a player.
Big pun.
It's the LA player by La Playa.
You're not the player by the beach.
That's what they call me,
no
bro.
No one's ever called you that.
Dude, the YOLO Cholo. It's me, Steve Covino, El Hombre Más Guapo. And Rich Davis, Covino and Rich,
yeah. In
for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, the superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB. So we hope you had a nice Tuesday. It's already midweek. And again, we're going to play Midweek Major. All your biggest headlines and stories in the world of sports and pop culture, are they mid, meaning average stories, as the kids say? So mid. Are they weak stories? Are they major? We'll figure it out. Spot's getting that ready as we speak. Plus, fantasy football, or as I'm calling this, fantasy football nerds.
Listen, there's something going on in the fantasy world that my wife thinks is the weirdest thing dudes do.
Okay.
So we'll get to that. And again, I said Jamar Chase, Michael Orr, the whole Tui story. But right now we're on Hard Knocks, Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, real quick, you said hopefully you had a good night. I thought of you when I saw the Yankees getting blanked again.
Yeah, oh man, it was a turning point.
Knowing
in my life
that
yesterday.
Danny G, knowing that Covino is the "I'm going to watch every game until the end of the season" type of guy, no matter what.
Yes,
and now
was
I'm
the
getting now
day.
I'm getting joy out of like their complete failure.
Yeah, but it was the first day I can't say of my life, but the first day this year for sure, where I didn't care to put the game on. But eventually I looked at the score and then I put it on.
You chose a good day not to care because I got one hit.
Yeah. No, I was like, yeah, I don't even care because I know they suck and I know they're losing.
You know who got their one hit, by the way?
I'll guess. Was it Volpe?
DJ LeMahieu.
LeMahieu. Yeah, one see, I didn't even
hit.
Know. Because they're so bad. But it was the first day I was like, there's so much else to do.
On the flip of it, Danny, I know you're a big Dodgers guy. We're out here in L.A.
They've been on fire.
They've been on fire, but I'd be... You know how last year all the good NL teams, Braves, Dodgers, Mets, they all got knocked out of the playoffs very early? If it's not Dodgers, Braves, and the NLCS, I'd be fascinated. Those two teams seem like they're on a collision course. I know people are not in a baseball mindset right now, but once the playoffs hit, I think it's going to end up Braves, Dodgers. That's the matchup.
I mean...
Braves seem unbeatable at times. They seem unbeatable.
Yeah, that's definitely how it's going to turn out. I agree with you. But one more thing. The other reason why I wasn't watching the Yankees, I went and got a haircut, right? So I just didn't care.
You're living life.
I have a gripe real quick before we get into Hard Knocks. It's like when you go to the gym, when you go to a restaurant, to a bar especially, but to the barbershop. I'm adding the barbershop to this list, and they don't have like games on or sports on. It's like going to a party with no music. It's not a party without the music. It's like going to the barbecue and no one's playing music. It's like, yo, this is the weakest get together ever. Where's the big pun at? Where's the party music? Where's the this is how we do it?
I know how we do it. He's in
How We Do It was in my
homeroom. My Facebook friends.
How We Do It was in my homeroom growing up. Good guy.
Do it.
Now
present.
I went into the barbershop. And I feel like to have that proper experience, there has to be sports on. They had nothing on. I went in there. I'm sitting there. I'm like, why is it so quiet? And the guy was like, well, you want the same haircut? I'm like, yeah, but can you please turn the TVs on?
I want to have awkward. Let's have awkward conversations.
I'm like, why is it so quiet? What's going on here? Is this a setup? So I felt so awkward. I'm like, hold on, stop. Can someone put the games on? I actually had to stop, like, mid... Hey, guys. Why are we sitting here with the buzzing sound of the clips? Can you put some SportsCenter, anything? FS1, please? What game is on? Put something on. And I feel like they're dropping the ball at the bar, at the gym. The bar, it's the greatest
indicator. Barbershop is borderline.
Dude, they got to have something
on. I'm fascinated. I don't know if it's a West Coast thing, not to knock all our pals out here in L.A., but Joel, Danny G, you guys are West Coast guys now. Joel, you're originally what, Detroit?
Yeah, I've always seen games on in the barbershop.
Yeah.
But I feel like other parts of the country, Texas, New York, Philly, Boston, I feel like the gym, all the TVs are on some type of sports. Here in L.A., they got like, E and CNN and Fox News on at the gym. I'm like,
lame.
Like, what's going on here?
Lame.
I think it's because everybody at the gym, they're all in their own little bubble, their own little world with their music and stuff like that. Because you're right. As a group, they're not tuned into the games that should be on.
And I feel like they're dropping the ball, pun intended. And nothing irks me more. I'm throwing the barbershop right up there with the bartender because I feel like that's part of their job. When you go to a bar, right, and you're sitting there, and you may go this weekend. I'm not saying I hold the tip over their head, but it does piss me off a little bit when I'm like, hey, can you put the game on? And it's a Dodgers game or something obvious, right? Here in Los Angeles. And they're like, what channel is that? And I'm like, you're the bartender.
Yeah, they're always so flustered. They have to go ask a manager. Yeah.
Danny, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings for the NBA playoffs. Buffalo Wild Wings.
They didn't have their screens on properly.
Put that in the category of Hooters and every sports bar out there and Wing Place.
That's amateur, man.
I not the name drop, but our pal John Taffer, which isn't the biggest name drop, but he's a nice guy. Bar Rescue.
He's a real nice guy.
Of course.
His whole thing, and him and I have talked about this on our show and off the show, bar owners and restaurant owners need to give the staff the heads up every day. Like, all right, here are the basketball games that are on. Here's the baseball games. Hey, Sunday football, here's the key matchups. Those should go on the bigger TVs. Like, that is such a big part of the process.
And when you notice that it's done already, Tip accordingly. Appreciate it. I just couldn't believe at the barbershop they had no sports on, no atmosphere, and it's not the first time I've been there. That's why I'm like, did something happen? Cable go out? What's the deal here?
Yes, didn't pay your bills.
So when I got home, Rich, I put on Hard Knocks, and that's where we are right now. Right, well, it's so worth the watch. It doesn't matter if you're a Jets fan, but it does get you hyped, and it does make you believe that, you know, they got something special going on. I mean, that's what this show does, right? You get to know the players. But with Aaron Rodgers playing quarterback, man, it's a whole different team.
But like we were saying, he's a young man in life, but when you compare him to a couple dudes a year out of college that are in their early 20s, he does seem like, you know.
He looks like old man Winter out
there.
He's
the OG.
Yeah, he's the OG for real.
And, you know, there's an interaction with Bryce Young that got us thinking. Take a listen.
What's up, stud?
Do it.
Things going well?
Yeah.
Good.
Glad to stay playing.
Yeah.
How you like everything?
I love it. It's been amazing. Crazy when you're in one place forever.
I can imagine.
I hope that for you. This guy been helping you up?
Appreciate it. Definitely got lucky. He's been great to work with. I've asked a million questions.
Yeah, as you should.
So that's been cool.
Have fun out there, bro.
Appreciate it.
Great to finally meet you, man. Big fan of yours.
Same.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Little honestly, mutual respect.
Mutual respect. Endearing. Nice to see. Again, you're seeing a different side of Aaron Rodgers because you only know this one ayahuasca side of him and darkness retreat side of
him.
Right? But to see the personable way he has this camaraderie with his fellow players and ex-coaches and these young dudes, it's nice. It's endearing. But I also think about whose job is it to say hello to who? Is it the veteran's job to greet the younger guy or the younger guy to greet the veteran? Just something to think about. It happens at the workplace. Hey, if you're out there and you actually still go to the office, because I know that's an old school way of thinking, you know, showing up to work. But, yeah, you remember when you would go to work?
Yeah. Remember those days?
A lot of you on your way to work right now. We appreciate that. Good for you. But there's always that dynamic of, I've been here for years, that's the young guy. Do you expect the young guy to come up to you and say, hey, give me a good young guy name. I'm Gregers.
Cooper.
I'm Cooper. Hey, George, nice to meet you. I'm Cooper.
Those are like, the definite old guy name and a young guy name.
Yeah. So who?
Hello, Cooper.
Hi, George.
Hey, Ebenezer, I'm Caleb.
I think, young guy.
It's probably different.
Maybe not.
Because
in a locker room or sports environment.
Because it looked to me that Aaron Rodgers went up to him.
Well,
that's
how
it appeared. I'm not sure.
All right, here's the deal. I think a lot of times the veteran, whether it's on the field or in the office, you know, that top sales guy or woman that's been running things, it might be intimidating for the young person to think that they could go up to them. Like, some young guy goes up to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
No, but he may feel.
Didn't you do that? I did.
Yeah. But I'm saying a lot of times I think the younger person waits for the veteran.
That's lame
to
behavior.
Open that door.
Hey, if you're a young buck, a young Joe Buck out there, I say you are the guy that lurks a little bit outside the boss's door, and you introduce yourself, even though it feels awkward, because it shows them that you got some gusto, you got some drive to you, that you're ambitious. I think it's the young guy's job. I'm not saying it's the old guy's job to make that young guy feel intimidated. I hate that game where the old guy acts like he's, you know, in charge just to upset the young guy. But I do think it's the young guy's job to make that approach and pay his respects and say, hey, where'd we go? Kyler?
Tyler.
I'm Tyler.
Cooper.
I'm Cooper. I'm Cooper.
I'm Doodle
nice
Boy.
I'm the new guy. Nice to meet you, Sam. You know, that's how I feel about it.
Let me ask you this. One last question about Aaron Rodgers and Hard Knocks and any relationship in sports for that matter. Do you find yourself fascinated with some of these veterans that do have a great ability to connect? Like Tom Brady, you would always hear that about him. Young guys, old guys, every guy was like, yeah, he's just a good clubhouse guy, good locker room guy.
Do you feel like you see Aaron Rodgers and you're like, wow, he is connecting to these young guys? Because that is not easy. When you think about where you work, whether it's a freaking oil patch, a doctor's office, you know, working anywhere, a store, it's a pretty unique ability to connect to other generations.
From home in your socks, which is what most people are doing now. Danny G, what was your impression of seeing Aaron Rodgers?
Well, first off, from a casual fan's perspective, like my wife, he has watched every Raiders game now because of me, but she's a casual football fan. She's like, I thought Aaron Rodgers was weird, like the way everybody talked about him, but he's just normal. Like, yeah. So that was her first takeaway, was that he was portrayed by the media as this weirdo, and she doesn't see that. And then my whole family was watching together. It was a proud sports moment last night. We were all in the living room at once, which is not common, watching Hard Knocks. And as soon as Aaron Rodgers was standing next to Bryce Young, everybody had the same reaction. Bryce Young is so little. Yeah. He looks like his son. Looks like Aaron Rodgers' son.
Yeah,
a little boy. Our middle kid was like, bust. He's going to be a bust.
I know, but he looked like a nice kid.
Yeah, he
was
really
starstruck. He was very respectful. It looked like it meant a lot to him, which was so cool to see that the great Aaron Rodgers, this is how he's being portrayed and how we're going to view him now as an older guy.
This is one great PR thing for Rodgers.
It is.
Just put it to that.
Dude, Danny G hit the nail on the head, though. We have this belief, as they said in Rocky IV. We have this belief that he's some eccentric weirdo. Really, that's it. He's some hippy-dippy guy who is thinking in a different way. And he may be a deep thinker, but he is a dude's dude. Like, I'm impressed at how he's playing slap ass with all the other teammates.
And one thing that he's doing that I'll end with this, and then we'll get into Michael Orr. We're going to get into Jamar Chase, some fantasy football, a bunch of stuff coming up. Aaron Rodgers has made the commitment to eat every meal with a different teammate.
That's cool. I didn't know
He has decided no such things as cliques for him. Every single meal, lunch, dinner, little breakfast, little coffee before practice, whatever it is,
he's taking
a different teammate in every time. So
it's like when I decided to share my coffee with the Fox Sports Radio Nation today.
Hey, cheers.
Sip with you.
Cheers, everybody. We got more CNR in for Dan Patrick next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I could be wrong, and there's a great chance that I am, but as we celebrate 50 years of hip-hop, as of this past weekend, pretty sure Young MC produced Funky Cole Medina, some Tone Loc, DJ Joel. By the way, Joel, thanks for playing all the greats, man. I appreciate it.
Tone Loc, his best performance ever had to be what? Ace Ventura?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Something ain't stirring the Kool-Aid.
Well,
no, his best line. Something ain't stirring the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
And you're right, Covino. Young MC wrote Funky Cole Medina.
There it is. You know, a lot of people are like, who, Young MC, that one-hit wonder? But he made a lot of those gimmicky songs that still hit today.
He wasn't just busting a move.
Right. We got Joel on the ones and twos. Always fun to work with Joel. Of course, Danny G, super producing at 877-99 on Fox. Spot getting ready for Midweek Major. We're Covino and Rich. Everything at Covino and Rich on social media.
Just a reminder, Tire Rack. We already got two winners that have taken home a set of four brand new tires. The summer of the Tire Rack sweepstakes. And good news for you, one winner is still up for grabs. Our third winner going to be picked on August 27th. You're going to get four tires, installation, taxes, fees, valued up to $1,500. Enter to win at foxsportsradio.com every single day. You get a fresh entry. Up your odds. Again, all the details at foxsportsradio.com. Sponsored by TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
And now we're live from Mercedes-Benz Studios, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. Again, I'm Steve Covino. Talking about Hard Knocks, episode 2 premiered yesterday. And, of course, our observations are mostly about Aaron Rodgers. But you notice Robert Saleh, what a great leader he is, too. They had a joint practice.
You know, when
with the Panthers, and they played like ass cheeks. They played terrible.
You know when a guy is a coach on the team you root for, so your perception's all off? You're like, do other people gravitate towards this guy? Like, I'm a Niners fan. Rich Davis, Niners fan. When I see Mike McDaniel in Miami, I've known this guy's been a weird, funny character for years. So I'm like, does everyone else get a kick out of this guy like I do? Same with Robert Saleh. When he was the 49ers defensive coordinator, when he got the job with the Jets, I'm thinking, is everyone realizing what like a badass, cool dude Robert Saleh seems like?
Not
like,
really. To back up your point, I mean, for the past few years, I was calling him Emotep.
Emotep.
Emotep. And now, getting to see what a leader he is and how he inspires this team and how he's a no BS kind of guy. He's a cool dude. And again, you see that side. You see the Jets sort of hot dogging it. Their O-line was kind of off during the practice with the Panthers, and he got upset with him. Take a listen.
And I'm watching that tape all night last night, trying to find something to show that we're changing, and it didn't show, and it was our first op. And I'd love to say we got another practice, but you know what? It's like Sunday. You don't get Monday morning to go redo. It's getting your mind right to represent who the you are every single time you are on the field. We'll fix footwork. We'll fix all that. But you can't fix until we know you're giving everything you got. Making it hurt, straining and fighting for everything you got. Because we will go as you go. We proved last year that we're a 7-10 football team with a really good defense and a mediocre offense. That's about what we proved. Flip that. We don't get any more second chances.
That's Saleh inspiring, firing up the Jets. And you know what else I took away from just watching him? It's the little things. Will McDonald, he's such a young dude. Like I said, he's getting piercings. You know, Aaron Rodgers is doing everything probably to maintain. He's in a different stage in his life, yeah. Right? He's taking it east. This guy's going out and about, piercing his face, and they're showing it, right? But he gets his first sack of the preseason, and it's a special moment, but you see how much it means to Saleh, and like, dude, yeah, that's what it's all about. Man, that's great. Oh, that's just great. That's the best. Oh, man. Like, he's so happy for them. So, very cool to see. It gets me fired up about the Jets. I don't get fired up about much.
And now, just based on the show, and I know Hard Knocks is not new, but more than ever with Aaron Rodgers in this team, just gives another great storyline to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have more Covino and Rich next
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.